would have started his playing career with Scotchtown, and also the referee and the administrator, and he probably held lots of those positions, you know, to a double job, and some of them to do whatever he could for the association, and then to finish up as a supporter. But my last memories of Peter in relation to his club involvement or Monaghan involvement really was he took on the task, I think following from his chairman, and he felt that a lot of clubs needed to get the house in order in relation to legal matters in relation to property that they owned, the trustees of it, investing in it in the association. Quite tedious work, but absolutely essential to put everything right, because Monaghan were way ahead of other counties in that all of our clubs had owned their own grounds. For Centenary, that was a special endeavour that we made. Them out of all the clubs, only one club that hadn't. But Peter then felt that the next stage in that was to make sure that everybody had their house in order in relation to it. And he was meticulous about something like that. And anybody in a club who would have been asked to supply some information to Peter, you can be quite sure that if they didn't get it to Peter within the couple of days, he'd be back on again. It wasn't something they let go of. He stuck at it, and I would say up until recently, and I wouldn't be sure now, if he still, but I would say that he would still have a lot of information in relation to clubs, and would still have been helping out clubs in relation to legal matters up until some time he did.